Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back, and we're live, and it's free for you to listen on the radio and also online over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is the name of the show. Talking is what we do from the perspective of peace, freedom, liberty, and prosperity.
Prosperity
is important, right? People need to prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Mm, yeah. You know, maybe not the live long part, but, you know, whatever.
Well,
you hope so. Like, you know, long enough, right? But, like,
at least long enough to prosper.
There are people who live long and are happy about it, but there's people who live long and are like, Jesus,
I've seen that.
Get it over already.
Right. I got to eat breakfast again today? Like, what am I going to I don't know what to eat.
Like, breakfast is the highlight of their day.
No, I've worked in a nursing home before.
And everybody knows that breakfast is the most important day of the week.
Oh, because it ends in day.
And then it ends in day. Sadly, I worked with somebody who said those words out loud in a call center environment.
Wow.
You know,
they have dementia?
No, they just
breakfast is my favorite day of the week.
Mixed up.
No, they said everybody knows breakfast is the most important day of the week. Like, matter of factly, too. Like,
that, it was before coffee, in her defense.
No, I think it was well after coffee, actually, yeah.
I was trying to throw her a bone here.
The same person thought that the weather in Texas and Minnesota would be the same because they're in the same time zone.
What?
Wow.
So she just, okay, I understand now.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
So but it made an impact because you're talking about it.
And I'm not going to say her name, of course. But
maybe
like,
that was her goal. She's like, Captain's going to think about me 5 years from now or however.
It's been way longer than 5 years. And I've told that story more than once as well. Maybe even here on the radio. I'm not sure. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 203-603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Put it in your speed dial.
Write it on the fridge with a crayon.
Yep, write it on the walls.
Tattoo it on your firstborn's forehead.
No, we change it sometimes, so don't do that.
Ooh. Well, but if they have a firstborn, I assume they have a second.
The second one, exactly.
Move on to the next one, right? Or have another one, right?
Yep. You
know? Oh, they changed the phone number again. Best we better have another kid.
Keep changing the phone number.
Oh, my gosh. It is Sunday. Here in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
All right. This from Revolver.News. Dated August 18th, 2022. Denver cops shoot perp and 6 bystanders. Okay. So, let's just think about this for a minute. A cop shoots an alleged perpetrator, but also 6 bystanders. Now, Mordecai's carrying a 9mm, right? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
How many rounds are in a 9?
It depends what type of magazine you have.
They probably have 17.
Probably like 11.
Okay, so in order to shoot 7 people, they've got to use a significant amount of ammunition from their gun, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably reloaded, yeah.
Sounds like somebody got a little trigger happy. And by somebody, I mean again.
So, you know how earlier we were talking about how people should get speeding tickets and people shouldn't be able to drunk drive in order to protect others, you know, just in case something is going to happen?
Police shouldn't get guns.
Or maybe they're just shouldn't be police, because since they're killing everybody and shooting people's dogs, maybe in order to protect society, in innocent people. We just need to get rid of police because they seem like a safety hazard. Well, throw them all in jail.
Protect and serve.
Well, they say...
take their guns away.
Yeah. Well, they're not protecting us.
Well, yeah, they're killing us.
They're not protecting the bystanders.
Yeah, definitely not, apparently. And it's been said that police, as we know it today, are rooted in the slave trade.
Oh, I thought you were going to say mental illness or something along those lines.
Well, I mean, you know, thinking slavery is okay is kind of a mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, the origins of modern-day police were, you know, way back in the day, it was just like people they employed to go hunt down slaves who tried to, you know, be free to escape.
Yeah, not much has changed.
And so, yeah, now it's just institutionalized far more, and instead of one specific race of people being slaves, it's, well, everybody.
Equal opportunity
slaves. Yes, that's true. The article says someone forgot his training.
God. Give me a break.
And they go on to say the four universal rules of gun safety. Number one, treat all guns as if they're loaded.
Yeah.
That is rule number one.
Okay,
true.
Check.
Number two, never let the muzzle point towards anything you are not willing to destroy.
Check.
True.
Rule number three, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you need to shoot.
Check.
True.
And number four of the top four rules of gun safety, be sure of your target and what's beyond it.
Check.
True.
Because, you know, bullets can travel through things, mm-hmm. including humans.
Yeah, especially with the type of ammo that a cop is probably using. I actually don't know what it is, but I'm sure it could go through someone.
Yeah. So then they follow that with a tweet that says, Denver cops opened fire on a suspect in a crowded area after the man had tossed a gun aside, shooting the suspect along with six other innocent bystanders.
So he already dropped his weapon and they still shot him along with six other people?
That's what this article claims. There is apparently video of this. Available over at PNAC News. That's PINAC. That stands for Photography is Not a Crime. PNACnews.com. They have a video on it. And apparently this article cites their story. So let's go to their story and see what happens. Their story says, watch, Denver cops shoot six innocent bystanders after firing into crowd to shoot man who had tossed gun.
Firing into crowd.
Boy, for forgetting their training.
Yeah.
What?
They didn't forget.
That's what they were trained.
That's
part of the training, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what they call a three into the deep end, see if you swim. You don't get any training. We're just going to put you out on the street.
Right.
It's fine.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
You'll figure it out. Denver cops opened fire on a suspect in a crowded area after the man had tossed a gun aside, shooting the suspect along with six other innocent bystanders. Denver police said the man pointed a gun at them, prompting two officers to open fire. But body camera footage released Tuesday show the suspect, Jordan Waddy, tossed the gun aside moments before the cops opened fire. The video also shows Waddy, 21, raised his hands above his head when confronted by police, then walked from the street to the sidewalk where he reached into the front pocket of his hoodie and grabbed the gun to toss it aside. The victims all survived the shooting. All right, well, I mean, but still, you got shot by a cop. You're just hanging out, innocent bystander, and you get shot by a cop.
It's ridiculous.
Who do you call?
Ghostbusters?
Did you call 911? Send the police. They're already here.
Yeah. Send the band, then. Message in a bottle.
Call the police.
On Tuesday, Denver District Attorney Beth McCann said she would bring the case before a grand jury to decide if charges should be filed against the officers, drawing criticism from Waddy's attorney. The DA could look at the tape and bring charges, Tyrone Glover told Westworld. We've seen what happens when these kinds of things involve officers. They don't always come back fair. God. Okay. The incident took place at 1:30 a.m. on July 17th in front of a crowded bar called Larimer Beer Hall within the city's downtown entertainment district. The bystanders were mostly customers who were leaving the bar, walking or waiting in line at a food truck.
Oh, my God.
603-283-6160. Have you ever been waiting in line for some food after the bar closed and been shot by a cop?
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We back.
We got back.
Baby got back.
I just shortened it up and made
baby
it
back.
And made it you know, slang.
We back.
We back.
I want my baby back, baby.
Get in my belly.
Baby back rib.
I want my baby back, baby back.
Somebody let some, you know, some gas in here. I don't mean like flatulence. I mean like, you know,
nitrous oxide.
Yeah, some whippets. Are you guys on drugs that I'm not on? Because
I saw that you had to be 21 years old now to buy that at some grocery store. They had it.
You can just buy it?
No, you have in order to buy whipped cream,
whipped
you have
cream things.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
To
buy lame.
One
come
per
on.
Customer. Might have been a meme. I don't know.
There was a time when, like, somebody could go into, like, the grocery store and buy just, like, you know, 30 boxes of amphetamine, you know, was it the Sudafed or whatever that they make the crack out of, and then a bunch of, like, you know, whipped cream, and, you know, just, you know, and that was your entire purchase, yeah. And then you would go home and make your own drugs.
DayQuil.
It was like DIY drug day.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. It's totally illegal.
No dose.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Yes.
Me too. Later this year, Mark Edge, one of the founders of Free Talk Live, is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through 23rd. And it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up all around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and we'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a very special 20% discount off of tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on the Eventbrite site with the promo code FTL20, like Free Talk Live, FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter at LibertyIOL. Make sure to get your tickets soon and take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can. Just drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20, and it's in Prague, October 21st through 23rd. Say hi to Mark when you're there. All right.
Hi, Mark.
When you're there. You're not there yet. You're here.
Can I go there?
You're here now.
You can buy the seat, 20% off, but you'll only need the edge.
I wonder if Mark Edge needs the whole seat himself, or if he only needs the edge.
He is the edge. For the second time in this segment. Yeah. We're doing good. Yes.
This is why I love the Sunday show. What were we talking about? Do you remember?
Snickers?
No. We're on back. Oh, we're talking about the Denver cop who shot the... First of all, the alleged perpetrator who tossed his gun aside and put his hands up, but then also six people who were standing in line at a food truck after getting out of the bar waiting for their post-drunken, inebriated grub.
Yeah. Hot dog or something.
Yeah. The incident took place at 1:30 a.m. Bystanders were mostly customers leaving the bar waiting in line at a food truck. Denver police said they initially spotted Wadi, that's the suspect, fighting with another man. They also say they spotted a gun in his pocket. An overhead security video shows the cops walked up the street parallel to Wadi after the fight as he made his way up the sidewalk through a heavy crowd. At one point, Wadi steps into the street and is greeted by the cops. The body cams released contain no audio until after shots were fired, because the cops did not turn on their cameras until afterwards.
Convenient.
Convenient. Why do we keep hearing this? Right? I mean, like, how much are people going to continue to tolerate this crap? We hear, like, we cover this kind of thing so much here on Free Talk Live. So much that we can't even cover them all. It happens so frequently. Because the cops turned their cameras off. Or they didn't turn them on. Or they were turned backwards. Or they, you know, whatever.
Well, that's what they learn in the academy. You know?
Or they dropped them in the toilet before they went on patrol or whatever.
Boating accident.
The cameras have a buffer to record video about 30 seconds before the cameras are turned on. So why was there no audio?
There's no video either, right?
Yeah, no, it says there was no...
So these things are caching every 30 seconds before you even turn it on.
That sentence doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Anyway, Wadi was charged with 3 counts of weapon possession. So he had 1 gun, but he was charged with 3 counts of possession.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
How does a guy possess the same weapon more than one time? Anyway, he was charged with 3 counts of weapon possession by a previous offender and 1 count of third-degree assault. McCann, the district attorney, issued the following statement. Quote, "The public's interest in this particular shooting incident is understandably high. For the community to trust in the outcome from this incident, it is important that independent members of the community review the facts, evidence, and law regarding whether these officers should be criminally charged. Until the grand jury's work is complete, my office will have no further comment on this matter."
So
no comment.
The community's job to decide that? That just doesn't
make
sense.
It sounds like a jury.
It's just,
yeah.
Like I said, it's BS.
Yeah.
These guys say a bunch of words. It's word salad. It doesn't make any sense at all. And people just go,
Sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. District
Attorney. What would the police be charged with?
Murder. Or I guess he didn't murder anybody, but...
Well, don't worry. Steve Classic. They're going to investigate themselves.
And they'll find out they did nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong.
Again. somebody named Rathod, the law firm representing 3 of the innocent victims shot, issued the following statement. DA McCann must ensure this case does not follow the pattern of grand jury investigations being used to exonerate and legitimize officer misconduct. Denver's officers must be indicted and tried for their extremely reckless acts of violence. Mm. One of the innocent victims told Westworld that police told him afterwards he had been shot by the suspect and not by police.
What?
Let me read that again. One of the innocent victims told this publication that police told him afterwards he had been shot by the suspect and not by police.
I that is so offensive to tell someone, oh, I know you saw me shoot you, but you're just confused. You got shot by someone else.
If you like that, this next sentence will really set you off.
Yeah, wait till you see our body cam footage of that. Oh, no, we don't have that.
The next sentence says, but the suspect never fired a shot.
Yeah.
Right. He put his weapon down.
So here's the police telling an innocent bystander, which was shot by the police, that he wasn't shot by the police. He was shot by the guy who tossed his gun aside and never even pulled the trigger.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
603-283-6160. Have you ever been shot by a cop and then told you weren't? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday mark National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News. A group of friends from North Dakota on a trip together to Arizona, dining outdoors when one of them passed out, overtaken by the heat. They called Lyft and were picked up right away and whizzed quickly by a speedy driver to the hospital where everything turned out just fine. That's a nice enough story, but made great by an element the friends discovered later. The driver was a random young man who just happened to be driving a red Toyota like the one Lyft said was on the way. One of the women, Kelly Gable, said the driver seemed a little surprised, but listened when the friends barked orders at him and then threw $40 on the seat as they quickly left the vehicle.
I just was like, thank you so much. I hope this is enough. And we just got out because our friend was getting sick again. And I was like, okay, we have to get into the ER.
Plans are being made to attend the G20 summit.
Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hold on. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
I once had an idea for a band where nobody had any instruments.
Nobody?
Not nobody, but no.
almost together on that one.
No person in the band were to have an instrument, but they were still to be a band. The drummer would do things like...
Like a beatboxing?
Kind of, yeah, but like, you know, a little more realistic, right? You know, if you can. And then the bass player would be like...
So like more like an a cappella group?
Kind of, but instead of singing, they're imitating instruments. The guitar player would be like... Weedly, 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 wah, wah, wah.
I would be really good at that.
And then the singer, of course, would sing, right? You know?
What?
Yeah.
Why would he sing? He should make up things that are sounds like singing.
Just like normal, like,
something like Sleepy Joe would say.
That sounds like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Does. Walk to the pot of Hunter Miles so far.
Right.
Yeah, just making up gibberish. I am fluent in drunkenese and gibberish, so if you ever need translation.
Well, I have worked with a band where the singer would come in and he would just mouth... just weird lyrics, not even lyrics, just melodies, and put the words to the song afterwards.
Oh, interesting.
Just coming up with a melody.
Before we go on...
But that's another story.
Before we go on with the show, I have to say thank you to Jared Hofker, Jared Hofker is a gold level amplifier.
I love gold.
And that means he gives $10 a month. We only ask for $5, but he gives $10 a month to the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. What on earth would that money go to? Why would Jared Hofker give us money? Well, Jared wants to see the message of freedom, peace, and prosperity spread to all of humanity, to help us get this radio program onto more radio stations, to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And Jared, we thank you for your contribution. Thank you. It means a lot to us. If you want to become an amplifier, visit amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about, in fact, during the break, we sort of previewed some of this footage, and it's even worse than the article describes. It really is. The cops draw their guns, the guy reaches into his pocket, tosses the gun aside immediately, puts his arms up, and then gets shot. And so he tucks and starts to run away, gets shot again, and then you can see that there's several different angles. There's one from one of the cops, there's one from the other cops, and then there's overhead camera footage from, like, a business nearby that show all this go down. And, yeah, sure enough, they're firing randomly into this, like
50 people,
semi-crowd of people who are lined up at this food truck, and it's just horrendous. Again, you can find that over at pinacnews.com, P-I-N-A-C, stands for Photography Is Not a Crime, news.com. The next day, one of the innocent victims told Westworld that the police told him afterwards that he had been shot by the suspect and not police. So basically the police lied to a guy.
Surprise, surprise. That never happens.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get shot by us. It was the guy.
We would never do that.
Yeah. We're the police. Of course, we're infallible. The suspect, of course, never fired a shot. I did ask them if they found the suspect, and they kind of made it seem like it wasn't the police who'd shot me, but the suspect. At least that's how I understood it, said the victim, who still has a bullet in his arm.
Oh.
The next day, when the reports came out, that's when I understood it wasn't actually the suspect who fired, but the police. And I had a lot of questions as to why the police would be part of a mass shooting near a crowd full of people after all the training they've completed.
You think they've had training?
Yeah. You know, these nail salons and, you know, that type of thing that the ladies like to go to get their nails done? They get more training. They go to college for this thing. They get more training, more hours of training than police do. And then it goes on to say, you know, watch the video, and the video is horrific, of course.
Did the suspect live, or did they kill him?
I believe he is alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what his testimony is going to be.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, because they all they say is shot. They don't say shot and killed.
Right.
Yeah, they would probably mention if you had passed.
You would think so. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell.
They're in a lot of trouble, those guys, I think. Well, I don't know. It depends on who investigates them.
Well, based on the judge's statement, it was kind of just like, didn't really seem like he was actually...
A police internal investigation has shown that they were justified in using force. That's what they'll come up with. That's the story, as they always say. Justified.
It was an honest mistake.
And discharging his weapon.
So, you guys were talking about gibberish a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how
I can speak gibberish.
And how, like, the singer would just, like, you know, make up stuff. I just know this because trivia. And I've been a fan of radio for a long time, right? And, like, for most of my life, people are like, you should be on the radio. And it never materialized for me. I moved to New Hampshire and, like, I'm on the radio. And, like, a friend of mine back in the Seattle area, he's like, dude, you totally went out there just to be on the radio. And I'm like, I did not intend to be on the, like I wanted to meet the people, of course, you know, and, like, maybe there'd be an opportunity, you know, but, like, and then it happened, and here I am. And so, anyway, because I've been a fan of radio, there's been plenty of television programs about radio people, like news radio. Joe Rogan, believe it or not, was on that television show. along with Phil Hartman. Yeah, Joe Rogan from Fear Factor, the podcaster. Yeah. He was on News Radio along with Phil Hartman and Dave from Kids in the Hall. What's his last name?
Ooh, I don't know.
Dave something another, and some other people, too. Andy Dick was on that show, that kind of thing. So I was a fan of that show because I'm a fan of the radio, broadcast radio. Right. I was also a fan of an ancient television show that you and me, Steve, will remember called WKRP.
In Cincinnati, where they drop the frozen turkeys from the helicopter.
Yes.
I'm familiar with that.
That's very good. Very good. Okay,
I used to work in a nursing home, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. 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 Tell my girlfriends I said hi. Anyway. So they had a very famous theme song, their opening theme song, but what wasn't famous was the end music. So when the show was over, they'd roll the credits.
Yeah.
And they had this theme song, and they intended to have lyrics over it, and whoever wrote the song just sort of put some gibberish over it. And so we're going to just hear that right now.
Like a Spotify or something like that.
He's all,
that's how I sing.
You know, like just, you know, just making it up.
Right.
Making it up as he goes.
So like trying to sing with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. Like, I want to cover that. Right? I want to just cover the gibberish outro to WKRP in Cincinnati. We are called Free Talk Live, and we take calls. Let's go to Jerome calling. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
What is it with Liz Cheney, ma'am? What is it with her?
She is a horrible person, a politician, and she is a psychopath who is attracted to power.
Think it might have anything to do with who her father was?
I don't know, Jerome, but can you hang on? I know you had something you wanted to talk about. Stand by. I didn't realize where we were in the segment, and so anyway, we'll have more with Jerome, along with some other fun, coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. It's the Sunday night edition.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Close enough for Sunday. Free Talk Live is the show that you are listening to. The host is myself. The name is the Reverend Captain Kickass. The co-hosts are
Steve Classic
and
Nikki.
Wait, I thought it was and Nikki.
Well, I already said Ann, said so and. I sort of stole her thunder.
Aunt Nikki is my full name.
Oh, Aunt Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
not. No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Or an aunt.
Aunt.
Do you say aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
Aunt.
I always say auntie.
Yeah, auntie.
Yeah, I never refer to my aunts as aunt.
Aunt. One day.
It sounds like they're an insect that you're going to step on as you walk down the sidewalk, you know?
Aunt.
Like, you're not an aunt.
That's silly.
Although auntie could be confused with anti, right?
Auntie, yeah.
Like anti-abortion.
How about an auntie? An auntie.
Anti-abortion. Anti-gun. Oh, my aunts are leftists, apparently. I do want to say real quick that no, Nikki is not in an abusive relationship that we're aware of, and no, we do not need to kick some ass. There was a little chat in the thing that person obviously missed the first segment of tonight's show where we covered this information already.
I clearly just ran into a doorknob.
No, come on.
I thought you fell down the stairs.
You need a better story. Yeah. I thought you punched a cop.
The producer says she thought you stepped on a rake. I have to tell you that you can join Liberty-Minded Voluntarists, Anarchists, and Libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th Annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost, no one is in charge, and all you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, ForkFest.party.
Dot party.
Dot party, yeah.
Captain Kickass, dot party.
I don't have that URL.
No, that would be something.
I have too many URLs already. I should probably trade some in for some like better ones. Right? Anyway, Jerome had called, and we had to go to break, so let's bring him back. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
To being the next president, Liz Cheney or Mike Pence?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
Who do you think has a better chance of being America's next president? Liz Cheney or Mike Pence?
Probably, hopefully, neither.
Or even Tim Scott, maybe.
You know what, Jerome? I'm going to say this, and I hope you don't get offended by it.
Me, right?
No.
You're going to come down on me again.
Not at all, no. Here's what I want to tell you, Jerome. I think you should be the vice president. I would prefer you over either of those two D-bags.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no. I can get down with that.
No, I would. I totally would. Like, you have absolutely no experience whatsoever.
Perfect.
You would probably, like, go in there and be like, oh, my gosh, it's worse than those people on Free Talk Live ever made it out to be. You might even become a principled person after spending a bit of time with those psychopaths.
Hey, I can't fake it that much, man. I never could. I never will. I can't fake it.
I know. People have told me, well, you should throw your hat in the ring, Captain, and you should run for president. It's like, who would want to? Why would I ever want that position? Why would I want to even think that I know how to tell other people how to live their lives better than they do? That's just the most preposterous thing that I've ever heard, and anybody who wants that position is a psychopath.
Look, all I know is she is turned tide on them. She's like a different person when I see her on TV. She's been a Republican just from the day she was born. And now all of a sudden she's saying she's out to get Trump. She's going to make sure he never gets near the White House again. And now you got Pence. They want him to testify. He said he just might do it. And then they bring Tim Scott on, who's got a new book out. I don't remember the name of it. And they think he's got a chance to be president. Have these people lost their minds?
Yes, they have.
No, all right.
Anything else on your mind, Jerome?
No, but one other thing was, I was wondering, how do I unsee what happened on January 6th, man? How do I unsee this? That riot must have been, they said it went on for like 4 or 5 hours. How did the police manage to use so much restraint and control, you know, going through all of that? How do I unsee all of that, man?
I hear alcohol is a solution.
I don't drink and I don't smoke, okay?
How about LSD?
No, I take medicine because I'm kind of like, you know, I got problems.
Okay.
I know. I'm not doing anything else.
I know. One way that you might be able to unsee it is hypnosis.
No, that ain't going to work.
Vitamin B12 might work.
No, my doctor's the only person that's going to let get near me as far as
you could,
hypnotic stuff.
Oh, wait, no, that wouldn't work. I was going to say you could burn your retinas, but then you would just not be able to see anything else. You'd still probably see the vision of that.
I had cataract surgery a couple of months ago, and man, that was an ordeal.
You might be able to unsee it by having a frontal lobotomy.
No, that's not going to happen.
How about throwing away your television set?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
You'd never see it.
No, I'm not going to do that either.
Time might go by. And
I have to communicate with the world.
You have to be fed by your favorite news programs. otherwise, the little, you know, you're not getting your hit, right, in the arm, right? Yeah, you're not getting your shot of heroin from Fox News or whatever you're watching, CNN or whatever.
Fox News, Darren Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't live without that, can you? You're addicted, aren't you?
No, I can't. It wouldn't be the same.
What wouldn't be? Of course it wouldn't be the same. You would no longer be addicted. You would be able to live your life a lot more peacefully and without getting upset about what people, you know, who are psychopaths far away, who have almost zero impact on your life, if not completely zero impact. You would have a much happier and better life.
Have you ever heard that song, Still the Same, Baby, You're Still the Same?
Yes, yeah.
Bob Seger.
I love that song.
Still the Same? Yes, Bob Seger. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, the older you get, the more the politicians stay the same. In fact, they get worse, believe it or not. But that's just a matter of the size of the state growing, of course. Sure. But yeah.
I appreciate you talking to me.
Hey, Jerome, okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Have a good night.
Yeah, unseeing.
I would prefer to see Jerome over any of those bastards.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, you know, maybe it'll turn him into a psychopath, as, you know, happens to other people who try to change the system from the inside, and then they just end up getting eaten by the system.
A good sign is the fact that he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, it is a good sign.
That's the first sign of a good politician.
Well, it's the first sign, really, of a bad politician, right? Because, like, a politician who performs according to the standards other politicians have set would just be a psychopath and, like, you know, sort of blaze through and be, like, more of a psychopath than anybody else. People are like, dang, that guy's good. Right? Yeah. Other politicians, right, amongst his peers. But, like, from our perspective, yes, a good politician has a conscience. A good politician knows the difference between right and wrong. A good politician wouldn't want to rule over other people. A good politician wouldn't want to tell other people how to live their lives because they think they know how to do it better.
Mm. How can I spend more money? More money than the last guy.
Yeah.
Or restrict freedoms more than the last guy.
Yeah. There's only been, in years I can tell, there's only been one politician. I lived in Minnesota when this happened. Jesse Ventura was the governor of Minnesota. Yes. And he got the budget of the state, like, not only balanced, but to a point where they had money left over one year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't think
he didn't just steal it?
I don't think this has ever happened. And so if it has ever happened, what happens is they will roll that money into the next year's budget, you know, or find something else to spend it on because they're like, whoa, what are we doing?
What are we doing with this money?
And so Jesse Ventura, you know, was like, you know, his aides, if you will, you know, people, his advisors were like, hey, yeah, we balanced the budget, and we have this leftover money. What should we spend it on? He was like, wait, leftover money? And they were like, yeah. And like, well, where'd the money come from? And they're like, well, the taxpayers, of course. And they're like, so it's their money? And they were like, well, yeah, we took it from them, but well, let's give it back to them. And so that year, I got, so Minnesota does have state income tax. So I filed my federal income tax. I got that check back. I filed my state income tax. I got a refund from that. And then later on, I got another check known as a Jesse check.
All right.
Yeah, because he gave that to the people. So
awesome.
We're out of time. Thanks to all of our callers, our listeners, Nikki, Steve Classic, our producer.
And the captain.
Hey, thanks. We'll see you next time. This has been Free Talk Live. Peace.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.